Hello, guys and gals, me, Mudahar, and you guys know that there may potentially be a cartel abound. I'm not talking about the cartels you see on Hollywood, you know, the ones with, like, you know, chainsaws, or, you know, the ones that are always shooting each other up. No, I'm actually talking about cartels, possibly in the computer space, the nerdiest type of cartels. What cartel are we talking? The RAM cartel. Now, ladies and gentlemen, why do our computers cost so much? Why do our game consoles reach the prices now that we're speculating? You know, that next PlayStation is going to be like $1,000. Well, it could be because we have a very, very severe memory shortage. And honestly, it's caused a lot of people to look at some of the companies making the stuff and wonder, man, maybe these guys are just like kind of colluding together. Maybe they just don't want to make anything. Maybe they don't want to make the supply so that we, the people, can buy them. And, you know, maybe, just maybe, if you took it to court enough, like we're about to see today, you might prove that there is, in fact, a cartel. And what's the fun fact about this? Well, we actually did have a RAM cartel all the way back in the late 90s, early 2000s. So let's get started with the meat and potatoes of this video over here. Obviously, I've seen the Gamers Nexus sort of video. He kind of covered this a little bit too. But this is not something that is super new. It's not something that we haven't seen. For the last year, 2 years, if you've noticed the price of computer memory, you know, you went from having, you know, sticks of 2x8 gigabytes, you know, just a small kit, something that, you know, would have been in like your average pre-built computer, go from around $50, maybe $60, all the way up to above $150, okay? And again, according to companies like Valve, for instance, you know, who made the Steam Deck for, or a Steam Machine, you know why your Steam Machine costs so much? You know why your Steam Deck went up in price? It's because companies like Valve, a lot of these companies, Xbox, well, Microsoft, all these guys, it's actually difficult for them to get memory, DRAM, anything. Because guess what? You got AI companies, you got governments. These guys are small potatoes. So Valve, in the last couple days, pretty much was like saying, listen, there is a lagging bulk supply by at least 3 to 6 months. Effectively meaning that it's still about to get worse, okay? It's still gonna get bad. So basically, if you go to the store right now, if you go to like old Canada Computers, for instance, and just look up, you know, just memory in your area, you'll find that sticks of like 32 gigabytes, like this kit right here, $689, okay? I bought these like kits probably around less than 50 to 60% of the price that I'm seeing here long time ago. When I updated my computer to like 128 gigs of memory, that might have been the best financial decision that I've ever made. You know, back in the day, there were a lot of people who were like, Muda, why didn't you buy NFTs? Muda, why didn't you invest in Bitcoin? Little did I know the best financial decision I ever made was buying 128 gigs of RAM and my graphics card, okay? Because even though I did buy my GPU above retail price, guess what? It's still expensive as fuck if I go to the store right now. You understand? And you know, the reality of it is I would say, man, maybe just hold off on buying a computer. Honestly, I don't know. Maybe you should just buy a computer, man. Because if companies like Valve are telling you it's going to get worse, I don't want you to sit here computerless and think, man, should I get it? Maybe it's just going to get more expensive. I would say if you can afford it, buy whatever computer you can. Buy the cheapest, shittiest one that you maybe can. Because if all the companies are saying it's getting this bad, again, I don't want you to sit there hoping it's gonna get better. And in reality, you probably are just completely out of the market at that point, right? I really personally think the future of a lot of this stuff is kind of headed towards these companies selling you really shitty computers and telling you, hey man, you wanna play that shiny new video game? You ever considered cloud streaming it? The moment computers become like subscription models, you're about to see the most insane Indian crash out. It'll be a crash out. The best crash out I would advertise in the entire fucking galaxy at this point. But anyways, let's hope it doesn't come to that. The reality is it's expensive. So I wanted to really dig deep into this. I wanted to do like a little deep dive into this kind of stuff and see just what's going to happen. Just how are we actually combating this? So, for instance, there's been a lot of talks about Chinese memory. Now, there's been some people saying, oh, I don't know if I'd buy a stick of Chinese RAM. I heard the Chinese spy on you. And, you know, there was one point that I was like, yeah, maybe I do tend to agree on that. But to be honest with you, would I rather be spied on by a bunch of communists or at this point a government run by pedophiles? Okay, at the end of the day, you have to pick your poison, America or China. At the end of the day, I just want memory that works in my fucking computer, if that makes sense, right? Anyways, there's been a lot of talks, too, that Chinese vendors that could come in, maybe offer some, like, relief, like, to the actual market. Like, hey, guys, here's RAM, buy it. Well, it could be a situation where these guys could be tightened out of the market because of security concerns. So, for instance, this Secretary Lutnick fellow who writes this fucking letter, America's position as the global leader in AI is a national achievement. Oh, fuck you. So basically, he talks about dynamic random access memory, which is exactly what the story is that's essential for AI, because at the core of it, RAM is basically the most important tool that goes into a lot of the hardware that we purchase, right? Again, when you buy a game console, RAM is a component of it. When you purchase a graphics card, RAM is a very, very essential component. To give you guys a quick understanding of the technology behind this, I'm gonna load up a quick local model to show you how things function. So inside my system over here, I'm going to load up an actual local model. Now, as I'm gonna fire this up, ladies and gentlemen, you'll see that it's spinning up a local model. It's a 27 billion parameter Qwen model. Now, I use AI, but I really only use the local stuff for most cases because I really like my information staying basically with me. You know, I like controlling my own information. I don't like giving it up to Big Brother. So anytime I run an AI model locally, all the, you know, processing stays on my own system, in my own home. So you can see that it's taking time to fire up, but I'll show you kind of what my graphics card is going through. So if I open up something known as NVTOP, you can see that right now the GPU is getting saturated. That 24 gigabytes of VRAM in my RTX 4090 is getting clogged up. And you can see now while the AI is live, the memory has basically just taken complete stranglehold. Now, the reality of it is that this artificial intelligence that's running on my computer is nowhere close to the AI that you're getting from ChatGPT, that you're getting from Claude, that you're getting from Google, that you're getting from any Chinese company. Those are run on millions of dollars of hardware, billions of dollars. My one single RTX 4090 can run a pretty impressive AI, but it has its limitations. So to give you an idea of what I could use this artificial intelligence for is, let's say that I want to do some internet searches, right? But the internet is kind of dog shit. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start my own actual search engine, which is Seer X&G. I'm going to open up a browser that is going to bypass all forms of AI bot protections. And then I'm going to start up an agent, so to speak, right? Now, this is an agent that I'm going to be firing up. So right here, you can see that I'm firing up something known as Hermes. Now, Hermes is an agent, and I can go to this agent and say, hey, can you research everything you can about the RAM cartel of the early 2000s? And of course, I'm just gonna feed it this prompt. Now, the artificial intelligence, as you can see, spins up. You can see that in the background, if I show you how harsh my GPU is going through. It is currently running at 100% usage. Memory is maxed out. The power is going through the roof. And you can see that it's doing the internet searches here. It's like researching everything that it can, and it's going to basically collect and synthesize this information. Now again, the reason why memory is so important is this is not anywhere close to as good as what the big guys offer. So when you go to the big fellas, they are giving you artificial intelligence that's running on millions of dollars of compute. And the reason why I say AI isn't sustainable is that the more powerful these models get, this is a 27 billion parameter model. What's running in the big clouds are in the trillions of parameters. So immediately it takes hundreds of gigabytes to even load the model, but then also loading in the context on top, that's some serious shit as well. So when you factor in everything, the better these models become, the more expensive it costs to host and distribute them to the average person. So again, you can see that my local artificial intelligence did its job and it researched the DRAM cartel. Now, is it as good as somebody would find on Claude, for instance? Probably not. But I think for somebody that's wanting to use AI to internet search, it's probably pretty decent. It probably made hallucinations. I'd have to read every aspect of this. But again, to go back while the AI is kind of working, reading the message over here, you can see that leading Chinese memory manufacturers are all closely intertwined with the Chinese military. Thus, every memory purchase by a US company will directly subsidize the People's Liberation Army's development of this critical dual-use technology. US reliance on Chinese memory producers will expose Western manufacturers to a deluge of state-subsidized Chinese memory, putting our manufacturing base and supply chains at risk. So even if there is another market coming from the country that we're not 100% friends with, it gets blocked, not because, you know, we live in a fair, free fucking market. It's because our government is scared that, hey, here's some actual competition, here's some actual challenge shit coming from the other side. Let's stop it legally, right? So even if you were hoping that maybe I'll buy Chinese RAM, you're still fucked in some capacity because the powers that be will never let you escape the hegemony of the current market. So ignoring that fact right over there, ladies and gentlemen, let's get back to how this all sort of started, right? Now again, back in the early 1990s, early 2000s, there was in fact a RAM cartel. So what it was price fixing. Now DRAM, as we discussed, it's a really, really important piece of technology. And to produce DRAM, it's not something that you can just pay money and start it off. You need billions upon billions of dollars to get this stuff going. Now, back in the day, there was an actual serious cartel in this situation. So from July 1998 to 2022, there was basically a pattern between Samsung, Hynix, Infineon, Micron, and Elpida. Basically, these companies had spoke directly to opposite numbers of their rival firms by phone, meetings in the United States and outside the US. And per the Department of Justice, they basically did four things here. They discussed the prices sold to specific customers, they agreed to charge those customers at set levels, issued actual quotes in line with what they've agreed with, and they traded sales information back and forth to police if everyone was holding the line. See, a cartel is not something that needs to be mysterious and whatnot. Think of a cartel like this, okay? Even if you applied the Mexican drug cartel standard, basically, you have to ask yourself, why does cocaine cost as much as it does, right? It's because you have the largest cartel. Basically, it's a group of actual, like, organizations who have come together under one banner to ensure that their production, their distribution, their security is all handled within their own control. So when they smuggle drugs across the border, it's not as if they're competing with each other on price. They've already agreed that this is what this brick will cost. So the buyers in other parts of the world have to pay that amount. They also have to be content with the supply that is coming to them. That is how this stuff works, right? Now, if you take that same situation and apply it to computer memory, who were the people that the original cartel were fighting with? It was the people that were big computer manufacturers. So people like Dell, people like HP, Compaq, IBM, Apple, all these guys were basically raising hell with the Department of Justice and asking them, guys, why the fuck is this memory so expensive? And I mean, back in 2002, Michael Dell ended up coming out and said that it was cartel-like behavior. Because again, these people were producing this technology and distributing it in a manner that was reminiscent of a fucking cartel. They were controlling the market. There was a behavior to it. So obviously, law enforcement agencies start getting involved, and then of course, companies entirely start pleading guilty. Samsung and Hynix specifically ended up pleading guilty in this entire case, and it became hundreds upon hundreds of millions of dollars brought out. It became the largest antitrust cases of basically US history. So ultimately, at the end of the day, the same actual, like, you know, question has sort of been arisen, right? A lot of the companies that we're talking about, like Micron, Samsung, SK Hynix, have basically promised that they're going to be selling a lot of their stuff over to companies like Nvidia, right? Because ultimately, at the end of the day, they're not making enough money from you and me. They're making their money through these big AI companies and hyperscalers, right? So, for instance, SK Hynix announced that its production capacity for DRAM, NAND, and most importantly, high bandwidth memory is actually fully booked all the way through 2026. This year alone, fully fucking booked. These companies are selling exclusively to these big AI data centers, these big fellas, okay? These are the people that have bought effectively all of the supply. There's nothing left for you and me. You know that fucking meme of the CEO with a water pipe going into his fucking mouth? We are the fucking, like, we are the golem sitting there trying to drink a drop. Except here's the thing, the drop isn't even there anymore, okay? It's all going to these guys. Now, it's not the end of the world, okay? Really, there is actually one lawsuit that has popped up about last month, which is Garcia Ware versus, like, again, all these companies, the alleged DRAM cartel here. I want to use the word alleged, very important, right? Because again, this has to be proven in a court. So for instance, this lawsuit that just got filed is going to recover and stop the anti-competitive behavior by the three oligopolists in the market for dynamic random access memory, which is basically the backbone for every computing device on Earth, right? Again, this lawsuit will also explain why it's impossible for new people to come in. So basically it says since 2022, these firms have fixed supply and prices for DRAM, engaging in conduct that makes no economic sense, absent collusion, and that has driven up the price of conventional memory approximately 700% in a 4-year period, okay? So again, that's a very, very huge claim to be making. And again, it's up to this lawsuit to kind of prove if there is actual collusion. So one of the more important aspects of this is when they talk about the barrier of entry, which kind of explains why it's difficult to come in. So they basically say a single modern DRAM fab facility costs $15 to $20 billion to construct and equip. And it's not just like, hey, let's just buy the equipment to build memory. This is not fucking Factorio. You also have to have people that are talented enough to be able to produce and manufacture the stuff together, right? This is really the stuff that kind of belongs in, I hate to use this term, but like the first world countries kind of place, right? Like where, again, this is a very high level of manufacturing, you know? So ultimately, at the end of the day, there's not a lot of people that can sort of jump into this. And ultimately, at the end of the day, the people that are taking advantage of this, allegedly, are the companies that already had this, you know, infrastructure built for a long time. Companies like Samsung, SK Hynix, Micron, you name it. So basically, for context, $30 to $50 billion exceeds the GDP of approximately half the world's nations. No venture fund, private equity firm has attempted this investment in over a decade. For comparison, the US CHIPS and Science Act authorized $52 billion. That's $52 billion, right? You know, when you look at the context of it, the biggest country in the world, the United States, when they're putting in money, it's still not that crazy when you look at the entire industry in general. And so what that effectively means too is that basically the companies that are able to do this, like Samsung and whatnot, it's not a business that you can easily jump into, which makes it so that if you're allegedly running a cartel, for instance, it's easier to do that. Because how likely do you think it is that Samsung picks up their phone, calls up the only other companies, which there aren't that many of, and starts to realize, hey, maybe we can control the flow of this product, and maybe by that we can dictate how much this product's floor is so we can just keep raising the prices. And really, what are these dudes going to do? What are they going to do? Complain and bitch? They have to buy from us anyways. Because we're the only fuckers in the market, you know what I mean? Like, for instance, they even mentioned the US export controls too. Like, for instance, in October 2022, the same month the coordinated production cuts began, sweeping semiconductor export controls targeting China, right? So again, what we were talking about, those Chinese companies were being restricted into access, right? The export controls effectively cap Chinese DRAM manufacturers. These firms cannot meaningfully manufacture competing DDR5, yada, 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 as they cannot acquire the equipment necessary to do so. They are therefore unable to serve as a competitive constraint on the defendants. So again, we are not in a market that is, you know, a healthy capitalist market. It's a market that is very tightly controlled to the point where these guys really don't have to work. They basically get to keep their small market, their control on the market, because the government lets them fucking do it, right? To this extent. Now again, the way that you prove a cartel is not by using these metrics, right? Because ultimately, at the end of the day, To prove that this is a cartel, you have to make sure that we repeat what we saw in the late 90s, early 2000s. Are these people communicating with each other in order to price fix and control supply? Because if you can prove that, if you can nail it down, this might actually force these companies to overturn these practices or think against it. I think most likely the best thing to happen here is if you let Chinese market in, if you let Chinese companies into the market. So I'll give you a great example. When I talk about the AI bubble crashing, I don't mean it in this spectacular way where the AI bubble is like going to die and like all of a sudden all these companies are going to go under. The reality is the technology is not going anywhere. Again, this agent that I ran was a local artificial intelligence, but it is not powerful. The reality of it is, remember a few months ago, there was like Anthropic, you know, saying that their AIs were really spooky and the government put a ban on things like Fable and Mythos? Well, ladies and gentlemen, apparently in the last few, like I would say in the last week or two, there have been models like Kimi K3 that have benchmarked roughly the same as Fable. So basically, China has created their own version of Fable. But interestingly enough, this version of Fable will be fully downloadable on July 27, 2026. Now, does that mean I'm going to be able to run it on my channel and show you the whole thing running on my... Fuck no. This is so powerful that it requires about $1 million worth of hardware. See, here's how you actually hurt the AI bubble. If you look at things like Claude Fable, right? This is sold to you in these $10 per, like, you know, million tokens, $50 million token output. Like, this is the pricing for artificial intelligence. Come July 27th, when Kimi 3 is available for people to download, instead of one provider, there will be multiple providers that are hosting for you. And they're going to be pricing substantially cheaper than Anthropic. Basically, it means that for a lot of these companies, these US companies that had this exclusivity, now you have Chinese AI that's about as good, but substantially cheaper, obviously in certain cases, right? And obviously what this means is that the price has to go down. You know, these companies can't be charging you, you know, premium prices when an equivalent product exists for a cheaper price tag. And the more optimized and efficient the Chinese make their AIs that runs on maybe their own hardware, maybe it runs on less of a memory footprint, that's how you hurt and deflate the AI bubble, right? And when that happens, a lot of these big American companies that are building hyperscalers and data centers, they may not have the money to justify dumping in as they do now. Because at the end of the day, this hardware has to be accessible. This hardware has to, the cost of making these things has to eventually provide some level of return, right? So when I do talk about an AI bubble crashing, I mean that, I don't mean as if the technology is going away. It's just that for the prices that they're at now, which are already still unsustainable, when there are other options in the market, a lot of these companies simply can't justify their investments, their spend, and a lot of these companies are probably going to want to pull out. Some of these companies may go under. And ultimately, at the end of the day, the more of these companies that are currently keeping a stranglehold on our hardware going under, that means eventually those markets free up and maybe we start coming back to some level of normalcy, right? Or it could be the other way around. Look, it could be that these American companies kind of adopt these like Chinese AIs or adopt some of their practices and just keep investing in data scalers and they keep their prices down. And maybe there's like a whole readjustment. But then again, that takes a much smarter mind than mine. I'm just hoping that because there's actual competition, the age of bilking us out of our fucking, you know, artificial intelligence, bilking us out of like our hardware, selling this same shit back to us at like premium currencies is going to eventually drop. But look, at the end of the day, the actual people behind producing this shit, that's the question. That those are the people that we should kind of be focusing on, right? Look, the future is very uncertain, okay? But I think if anything is going to come out of this, it's probably this lawsuit, and hopefully this comes into a situation where these companies that, you know, are kind of responsible for making the hardware in general kind of get, you know, focused on. Are they colluding? Are they working together? Is this sort of like a grand plan to make a shit ton of money and keep technology away from the average Andy's hands and give it over to these big AI companies? That's something that I hope ends up being discussed. It's a huge fucking story. It's a huge case. And one that obviously I'm keeping a close eye on because
again, computers, gaming, all this shit matters a lot. The internet matters a lot to me. And ultimately, right now, we're at this fulcrum point where unless things change, we're going to notice that a lot of the stuff that we took for granted is really going to be in the hands of a few companies, and we're really just going to be at their mercy for access to things like intelligence or basic internet services in general. If you like what you saw, please like, comment, and subscribe. Dislike it if you dislike it. I am out.